Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 60, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. To thee I lift my soul, in thee my trust repose. My God, O put me not to shame before triumphant foes. And what follows, Psalter 60, the first three stanzas.
Thank you.
a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Isaiah 35. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Isaiah 35. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with the recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, as shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs, and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when it is pleased thee in thy mercy, for the second time on this Lord's Day, to gather us and our children within the walls of thy house of prayer, may it please thee to bless and remember us with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. And then in this Sabbath day, then thou wast given special and profound reasons for concern, for exercises, for meditation, for thanksgiving, and for prayer. And wilt thou grant each according to their several needs. May there in this day, in this early morning hour, in thy house in this morning, in this afternoon hour, but also coming up to thy courts, may there have been those exercises, and may thy word be blessed in this evening hour, to that end. Exercises concerning the wind of thy spirit, the north wind and the south wind. Exercises concerning our need, concerning our blackness, that we need to become white as snow. Exercises concerning what it is to be unconverted. Exercises concerning the great day of judgment. A separation was seen in this morning hour, but on the great day of judgment, then it shall be a final and a perfect separation. To that end, exercises concerning the precious day of grace, and that in this evening hour also thou proffers peace and pardon, O Lord. May there have been souls in this day filled with that holy jealousy, with a prayer unto thee, the living God, prayer among young and old, to behold that people that have been wrought upon by thy Spirit, that have become thirsty and hungry after righteousness. Exercises concerning the profound words in the Scripture. Therefore, everyone that shall confess me before men, I will confess before the Father. But everyone that denieth me before mankind, him will I deny before my Father for souls that are caught in the thickets, O Lord, perhaps souls that have come up in this evening with a great need, souls that do not know it anymore, but yet souls that have begged for a little light, that have begged that in this evening hour a word may be spoken unto them. Lord, those exercises concerning the table of the covenant, the broken bread, and the poured out wine. Exercises and meditations concerning the fountain that has been opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and uncleanness, exercises concerning the gifts in that fountain, but also exercises concerning the meriting and the source of that fountain, and that is Christ crucified. Exercises concerning prayer, exercises concerning thanksgiving, exercises concerning the parable of a king who was given a supper. The invitations have went out, and then it is written in the parable that there was one that had not a wedding garment. O Lord, wilt thou so work? Wilt thou so bless thy holy word in this evening hour for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name, O Lord? Wilt thou do a great work amongst us? We commend unto thee the little children and our young people. Thou also knowest how they have sat in their bench in this morning hour, may still be proclaimed. The shepherd is still gathering his sheep in the sheepfold. There is still room for us and our children, but Lord, it needs to take place here in the time. That wonder of free and sovereign grace, grant unto the youth that they may be given to remember their Creator in the days of their youth, and the elderly ones when still on that broad way, may there be a hastening for their life's sake. Wilt thou so bless thy holy word in the church, in the family circles, and in our Christian school. We commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee. The established churches, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, mission work also, our mission field. The labors are manifold and the labors are few. And to that end, may we humbly ask thee more labors in thy vineyard, more teachers for our Christian schools, and also a church worker on our mission field. Lord, remember land and country in the solemn and serious times that we live in. Remember the countries at war, much distress, overwhelm, death and mourning. Then thou art also speaking unto us and our dear children in that way. And then not only natural warfare in our country, that spiritual warfare that is greatly increasing, the bitter enmity of the kingdom of Satan with thee and thy dear Son and the truth of thy holy word. Oh, may the solemn callings, may they be used, that we may see it, that we may perceive it, and that we may be given to strive, oh, to be under the banner of King Jesus. Then it is well, then we are safe, then it is well for time and for eternity. And the King is still gathering a church. Thou wast promised to work from generation to generation. Lord, remember all the distressed, the handicapped daughter with her family, where the concerns remain at times, where they seem to increase. May it please thee, yet by thy free and sovereign grace, to look in mercy upon her poor soul, while it can yet and while it may yet. A mother scheduled for surgery in the day of tomorrow, Lord, may it please thee to go with her. Guide the hand of the physicians. Remember her dear husband and son. And may this special calling, may it be used for the saving of souls. As so we remember all those that are under the physician's care with special concerns, special fears. Oh, wilt thou remember them, grant a place at thy footstool, and sanctify all the callings. We remember all widowers, widows, half-orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery. Continue to uphold, do sanctify the callings. Wilt thou remember all our elderly ones? Remember in Bethesda the residents, those that care for them. Wilt thou remember those that struggle with difficulties and weakness of mind, with those that are near and dear unto them at times, so overwhelmed, ah, Lord. May it please thee to remember and to grant healing. We commend unto thee all sick relatives. The circumstances are known unto thee. The crosses, the burdens, the scars, grant a prayer for one another. Continue to provide for the daily bread for our family circles. And then in this day, then we may thank thee for the moisture which thou granteth upon the thirsty earth. Ah, Lord, make us also thirsty by the first time and by renewal for the things of the Lord. Oh, in an hour of reflection, grand exercises concerning the fruits of the partaking of the sacrament. And now, Lord, by renewal, we humbly ask thee for thy help. Grant that with liberty we may declare the wonderful things of the Lord. Then it is so needful that we may be given to speak as a dying man to a dying people. Lord, wilt thou so remember us in a special way, in an hour of reflection, and may it also be an hour of post-communion. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 308, the first four stanzas. And not unto us, O Lord of heaven, but unto thee be glory given. In love and truth thou dost fulfill the counsels of thy sovereign will. And what follows, Psalter 308, the first four stanzas.
Thank you.
in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Zechariah 13 and thereof the second verse. And it shall come to pass in that day, as saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. Our text words speak of the blessed fruits of drinking from the open fountain for sin and uncleanness. With three thoughts, in the first place, destroyed and forgotten idols. Secondly, reproved and ashamed prophets. And in the third place, passing and hated uncleanness. The blessed fruits of drinking from the open fountain. Destroyed and forgotten idols, reproved and ashamed prophets, and passing and hated uncleanness. And it shall come to pass in that day. That is how a congregation, our text begins. We read the same expression in chapter 12, verse 9. And it shall come to pass in that day. We have heard the same expression in this morning from verse 1. In that day there shall be a fountain opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. It has pleased the Lord to grant unto us and our children another day, another Lord's Day. A Lord's Day where not only the audible gospel has been proclaimed, but also the visible gospel administered with the administration of the sacrament of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then the question is, how has it been in that day? How has it been in this day? What have been the exercises, the meditations, the prayers, the thoughts? And when we read that expression in that day, then it concerns three matters. What went before? Verse 1 of this chapter, the present, and then in our text words, what follows. Have there now been exercises in prayer? My unconverted fellow travelers to eternity, have there been those? that in this day have come in a great need. Ah, that have begged the Lord to receive the portion of the true people of God. Have there been those? Also our boys and girls that have sat in your bench in this morning hour with such a jealousy, and that you have secretly sent up petitions to the Lord. Lord, may I now receive a new heart to belong to that people. Or are we so satisfied and so content to be unconverted? Has that become so normal? Do you really think sometime, what is it now to be unconverted, without God, without Christ, without hope, a never-ending eternity before? But, oh, young and old, may still be proclaimed that there is a fountain, and that fountain is so full, and it is so free. That fountain is able to cleanse the greatest, the oldest, the coldest of sinners. But we need to come. We need to drink. Without drinking out of that fountain, then we shall eternally perish. Then our rightful place shall be in the bottom of hell. And in hell, young and old, there shall be no fountain. I read in Luke 16 of that rich man that he has done something in sincerity. He has prayed for a water to cool his tongue, and it was not given. But today may still be proclaimed a fountain for sin and uncleanness. Are there souls in my midst in this evening hour that do not know it anymore? Are enough people that know it? But souls with riddles and with questions that know it no more. Maybe souls that think too black, too unworthy to come to the fountain. Ah, the church needs to learn to come as a black, a vile, a worked out sinner, a dying sinner of thirst. Our text words, they refer to a people that have drank out of that fountain the fruits and the proof of the true work of the Lord. And for that true people, then they need that wedding garment. And that wedding garment that consists of justification and sanctification. And now concerning that fountain, that open fountain, necessary to reflect upon it, and also each time by renewal to revisit that fountain, because the Lord's true people, they remain a needy and a thirsty people. And then in our text words, then it concerns the blessed fruits of drinking of that fountain of living waters. And we repeat it, that follows upon chapter 12. Those mourners in Zion, and our text of this morning, and now we read, and it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, means the Lord of the armies, that mighty covenant God, because the Lord, he shall also grant those blessed fruits. If we have heard it in this morning concerning sin, guilt, that refers to justification, and uncleanness, that refers to pollution, that refers to sanctification, they must be distinguished, and that is necessary and profitable and for the comfort of the true child of God. But the Spirit teaches his people in an orderly way, and it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land. That is the work of the Spirit, and that is a fruit of drinking of the fountain, because Christ has merited for his true child both justification and sanctification. And now before the captivity, then there were two special sins of the children of Israel. The one was idolatry, and the second was the false prophets amongst them. But now the prophet, and we have heard it on Thursday evening, in the context of the rebuilding of the temple, the degree of the king that had forbidden it, and the degree has not been changed or altered. Those Zionites with many fears concerning the enemies, and then the Lord was given to send two prophets to comfort them. Thus in the first place in the context, but also concerning the New Testament church and concerning the life of a child of God. And now we read that in that day, I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land. And that is in two different ways. That is on account of the love shed abroad in the heart. Apostle Paul has written to the Corinthians, the love of Christ constraineth us. It is in a way of thanksgiving, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits bestowed me. It is in the way of gratitude. And then concerning those idols, then there shall also be that mourning and confession, idol worshippers. And now in the first place, it shall be in the way of desire, on account of that love shed abroad in the heart. Then it shall be the desire of the true child of God. We have heard it out of Lord's Day 44, a sincere resolution to live according to all the commandments of God. And then there shall be also an hatred against anything, because what is an idol? That is something that we love and trust more than the Lord. That is something that competes with the Lord. And now when a sinner may be given to drink out of that fountain, and when they may be given to see how that fountain, the cost of that fountain, nothing less than the death of the dear Son of God, oh, then it cannot be different than in a way of desire, because we have heard it out of chapter 12, that those Zionites shall be given to mourn for him whom they have pierced. And congregation, when that becomes true, shall it then not be a hatred and a fleeing of sin? And what is now the difficulty? Oh, that flesh, that old man, and that triple-headed enemy that can assault them by day and by night. But now in the way of desire, what examples we have in the scriptures. Oh, think of that God-fearing Hezekiah. When he has called the inhabitants of Judah, he has sent messengers to the north in Israel to come and celebrate the Passover. The Passover lamb would be slain. And then it is specifically mentioned that after the celebration of that Passover, that the people have went through the land, they have destroyed the images and idols, because it does not go together. Then Hezekiah has appointed Levites as teachers to instruct the children of Israel in the things of the Lord. Oh, think of Manasseh, that wicked king, filled the streets of Jerusalem with blood, and he was put in prison. And in prison, boys and girls, what has happened? There the Lord has shot an arrow into his heart. And then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. Oh, he has cried. The Lord has freed him out of prison. And then it is mentioned that he has tried to rectify. Oh, many things could not be rectified. God's people whom he has killed. Oh, young people, may you ask the Lord continually that he may keep you a tender conscience, not enough for eternity. But how many children of God, oh, even David, and we read that he already trusted the Lord on his mother's breast. He has even prayed in Psalm 25, verse 7, Lord, remember not the sins of my youth. Oh, as a person comes older, then it all comes back, but more so for that Manasseh. But he has tried to change what he could, the idols out of the land. Think in Ephesus, in Acts 19, they have brought all wrong books, big pile, boys and girls, and they have burnt them. We read in our text, I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land. When we do not freely demolish them or hand them in, then oftentimes the Lord, the way of his church, then he cuts them off. Are there sometimes those fears with our idols? Or do we have no idols? Do we have no idols? Husbands, is your wife perhaps your idol? must love her sincerely. Husbands, wives, husband and idol, children, Lord is a jealous God, are the times that we are given to be wonder. We may still have what we have. Think of Father Jacob with his beloved Rachel and his Joseph. What a deep and trying way can be our strength. Think of David on account of persecution. 1 Samuel 28 went to Achish, the king of the Philistines, was going to war with Judah. And then David has said, thou shalt see what thy servant shall do. Then the Lord has given opportunity. Ziklag was burned, and his men were ready to stone. Oh, think of Nebuchadnezzar. Is this not the great Babylon that I have built? And he was given to eat grass like an ox. Thus the fruit of the work of the Lord is a jealous God of his honor, blessed that people, all with a tender life, and that oftentimes that they are given to confess and lay it before the Lord. Ach, Lord, there is so much that draws away. Wilt thou help and wilt thou keep? May it be that all my privileges and my blessings may bring me closer to thy word and to thy throne. But now a special blessing, because it says in our text, cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. That is an extra blessing. It was the command that the Lord has given in Joshua 23, verse 7, that in the dwellings, the names of the heathen gods were not even to be remembered. Thus, what a blessing, but a warning in our text that we are called upon to guard very carefully eye and ear gate. That also in respect to technology, there are people who formerly in their youth have listened to worldly music and looked at bad pictures. And when the Lord has converted them, of course, that became grief and sin. Does not mean when we are unconverted we may do it, young people. But then they wish that they could take an eraser and erase it all out of their head. It's not the way it works. Many times, from former days, from former years, then it shall all come back. But now in our text words, such a rich work of the Lord, such a rich outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that not only the idols, and after captivity, we do not read that by renewal the Jewish people have put an idol in their house, but also the great blessing that they would not be remembered. And that also refers to to the generations. Because for those idols not to be remembered, then fathers and mothers needed to instruct their children that they must never put an idol in their bedroom or in their house. Also, when they become older, they must not secretly smuggle it in. But fathers and mothers are called upon to instruct their children concerning the great God of Israel, as we read in Psalm 78, the verses 4 through 7. They must not hide the wonderful works of the Lord, but they must be told that they may not forget the Lord and put their hope in God. Thus our text words speaks of a great blessing in the midst of the church, a rich outpouring of the Spirit as we have heard it on Thursday evening, that the Lord would pour out the Spirit of grace and of supplication. We read concerning the Lord and the confession of the church in Isaiah 26, verse 13. O Lord, our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. Thus the fruits upon the drinking of the fountain, the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving the gifts necessary to be led further that we may receive the giver, then the fruit is a close, a tender, a dependent life with a vehement desire that the Lord alone may be honored and glorified. Our second thought, reproved and ashamed prophets. Our first point, that especially refers to the kingly office of Christ. Our second point, more to his prophetical office. And concerning those reproved and ashamed prophets, that is further explained in the verses 3 through 6. Before captivity, then we read in Isaiah 30, verse 10, that the children of Judah have stated and asked, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceit. Then they desired to hear smooth things, even if they were deceived. And the true prophets, especially Jeremiah, he had much trouble with those deceitful prophets. And in Ezekiel 13, verse 18, he has prophesied, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes. But now in our text, upon the drinking of that fountain, the experience of the child of God, and also I will cause the prophets to pass out of the land. That speaks of those deceitful prophets, and that is further declared because we read in verse 3, and it shall come to pass that when any shall yet prophesy, then his father and his mother that begat him shall say unto him, Thou shalt not live, for thou speakest lies in the name of the Lord. And his father and his mother that begat him shall thrust him through when he prophesieth. And that is now a fruit upon the pouring, a rich outpouring of the Holy Spirit. When those mourners, when they may be given to experientially drink out of that fountain for sin and uncleanness, with the rich working of the Spirit, when the Lord clearly leads, and when the children of God may be given to tell what they have experienced, what went before, what has taken place, and what it leaves behind, when it may be seen those genuine tears of mourning because of their sins, their repentance, but also that mourning concerning him whom they have pierced. Then when it may be told, then there shall be impressions upon those false prophets. Oh, before, think in the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, what an enmity, when Christ has separated the precious from the vile, when he has declared the pure work of the Lord in the life of his children. Then the leaders, then many they have persecuted, and the end they have hung him on the cross. But then think on the day of Pentecost, when the apostles were given to declare the wonderful works of the Lord. Do we not read in Acts 6 that a great number of priests have believed? Ah, then those false prophets, they were put to shame. Then they were given to hear that the true people of God, that they have experienced matters which they miss. And then we read in verse 3 that even in family circles, then in with a loving heart, oh, the love of Christ restraineth us. Then those false prophets, they shall be put to shame. And then further in verse 4, and it shall come to pass in that day that the prophet shall be ashamed, every one of his vision, when he hath prophesied. Neither shall he wear a rough garment to deceive, but he shall say, I am no prophet, I am an husbandman, for man taught me to keep cattle from my youth. Thus in that rich day, when there may be a drinking, a partaking of the fountain, of the waters of eternal life, when the Spirit may lead clearly in the way of misery uncovering, but also to come to a saving knowledge of the Son of God. Oh, then in that time, those false prophets, their false hopes, they shall come to naught, and they shall also be given to inquire of the right things of the Lord. And then further, then we read in verse 6, and one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Ah, for the church of God, there can be many wounds. Wounds of a past life. Consequences which they are called to bear also after their conversion. And therefore, my dear young friends, may you be given to ask much, that you may be kept from the things of the world. Beg the Lord daily that you may keep a tender conscience. We repeat it. There's not enough for eternity, but a great privilege and a great blessing Oh, above all, beg the Lord, that as the great shepherd, that you may become a little lamb, because even the smallest lamb is part of the flock of Jesus Christ. Oh, ask the Lord that he may grant that thirst, that you may hunger and thirst after righteousness. Beg the Lord that you may become partaker of the blessings of the living church of Jesus Christ. The Lord has promised to work from generation to generation, but older ones, what is necessary for the youth, is it not very necessary for you? Oh, concerning the idols of the time, materialism. Think of Solomon. He had lots of money. Thus he could purchase and do what he desired concerning all the material things. And then he received it. Lord can also use that to cut off our idols. Because when we have it not, then we can be told it shall not give the true satisfaction. But then we still have the thought, if I may have this or that, then I can be happy in this world. And then sometime it happens when it is given, when it is granted, then it is realized that a round world cannot fill a triangular heart. Think of Solomon when he has written the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanity, the book begins at the beginning and it ends toward the end. The wounds. There can also be those wounds. Fathers and mothers, when they have not instructed their little children in the things of the Lord, when fathers and mothers have not given a good example that aroused to holy jealousy, and when later parents are converted, what a wounds they bear when they see their children in the world or under a false religion. They're doing where they were not given to instruct. But now in our text words, what are these wounds in thy hands? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Then my friends, they have told me how the Lord converts his people. Then those friends, they have dealt so honestly with me, and they have wounded me. But it has been to my profit, we read in Proverbs 27, verse 6, fruitful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. We read that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets to pass out of the land. Are there now souls in my midst that of much trouble with false prophets? Then perhaps there are some. What do you mean? There shall be others that shall know it. False prophets an unbelieving heart and much trouble with the devil. Oh, how those prophets prophesy and accuse. The one time not humble enough, not unworthy enough, you may not come to the fountain. Another time, too black. Have sinned. One thing to sin before when we believe that the Lord has begun, but also the sins thereafter. Another prophet says you are not a chosen one. It's not going to avail. No matter what you do, it is not for you. Only one place, and it is true. True people of God learn to say amen. That is their rightful place. But we have heard in this morning that uncleanness that causes separation. Oh, another time a false prophet committed the sin against the Holy Ghost. Are there souls that have trouble with it? Oh, when we have trouble with it, it is the surest proof that we have not committed it. Can be even the false prophet to ask whether there is a God. Questions the truth of many matters. False prophet that points to our depravity, to our evil heart. Another false prophet. You must have deeper and profound knowledge. But now, when the Spirit is poured out, that is the Spirit of God, and as prophet, he instructs his people. Then those false prophets, at times, they may be put to silence. And then those souls may receive a little rest, a little peace, a little hope, and encourage in their God. And when they may hear of that fountain, oh, that precious fountain that has been opened for sin and uncleanness, then they are given to rejoice. Our third thought, let us first sing. Psalter 21, the four stanzas. The Lord be thou my helper true, for just and godly men are few, the faithful who can find from truth and wisdom men depart, and what follows. Psalter 21, let us only sing the first three. Thank you. the blessed fruits of drinking from the open fountain. Destroyed and forgotten idols, reproved and ashamed prophets, and now thirdly, passing and hated uncleanness. At those false prophets they shall also prophesy that it does not need to be so strict. No perfection upon the world. Thus we do not have to speak so much of the law. God's people, they have come to liberty. They are freed from bondage. And we live in the year 2026. Those false prophets, they shall not speak so much of sanctification, of that tender and dependent life. But now as a fruit of the Spirit and the drinking of the fountain, and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. Then I hear a soul say, but then it is evident that it is all amiss, because I have so much trouble with sin, with temptation, necessary to know that sanctification is only in part. Those false prophets shall use it as an excuse to live in the world. But for the true child, our third point is explained so clearly by the instructors of our Heidelberg Catechism. Lord's Day 33, the mortification of the old man, a sincere sorrow of heart that we have provoked God by all our sins and a hating and a fleeing from them. The quickening, a sincere joy of heart in God through Christ, and with a delight to live according to all the commandments of God. We read in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Thus the fruits, a more hating and an abolishing of sin, and a diligent duty performing of our duties, a tender, a close life, the fruits of drinking of the fountain. The prophet Zechariah was given to prophesy these precious things with the rebuilding of the temple. But then in this prophecy, it is not written that the decree which was given concerning the rebuilding of the temple to cease, that it has been lifted. Thus a church of people given to mourn, the spirit of prayer and supplication, drink of the fountain, the gifts, but the decree has not been lifted. Are there souls that understand it? Because justice needs to be satisfied. Lord's Day number 5. And to that end, then after the first 6 verses, then there is spoken of that fountain, how it has been merited. The living church of Jesus Christ, they have much to do with the attributes of God, and they love his attributes. Also his justice. And then they may drink, they may receive those precious gifts, those benefits, but now to be led clearly to the origin of that fountain. And that is what verse 7 speaks of. Awake, O sword, this displayed, the broken bread, the poured out wine. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my shepherd, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And then as a fruit thereof, then a word for those that have much trouble with those false prophets can be a voice. You have begun with the Lord, and the Lord has not begun. False prophet that says, it is only a faith of a passing nature. A false prophet that says, it shall all come to naught. Shall all come to nothing. The false prophet that declares that the devil is telling the truth. But oh, that shepherd, the sword has come upon him. He has filled that fountain with his merits, with his gifts, and with his graces. And then what a sweet and what a tender word of that great shepherd. Not a word for false prophets. Not a word for those that have idols and uncleanness. Oh, they experience, they have much trouble with it. And I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. Those little ones, little concerning their grace, their strength, times their hope, little in many ways. Oh, those little ones are given to examine themselves oftentimes. Blessing. Oh, those times with those little ones that they are given to tell the Lord. Oh, they tell the Lord everything. Also, how black, how vile, the difficulty with all those false prophets that assault them sometime by day and night. But then those little ones, they say with the Peter, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. But now those little ones, they must not remain on the breasts of consolation. Those little ones need to be weaned. Then there shall be also tears. When a little child is weaned, Isaac, then there are many tears and many weeping. But those little ones need to be weaned. that they may desire the fountain of living water, that they may be given to drink thereof, and that they may receive the bread of life, that they may be strengthened, and it shall come to pass. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. Church of God. These chapters speak of what goes before, takes place, and what follows. How is it now concerning the sacrament of the Lord's Supper? We have heard on Thursday evening, and that's what we also need on this coming Wednesday, when we hope as a congregation to come up to God's house for a prayer day. May the need be felt. The Lord grant exercises concerning our blessings, the many temporal needs, but above all the need of our never-dying soul. And may it then be fulfilled on that day. Then it shall be a special day. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank Thee for another Lord's Day. Few simple words. Pardon everything that was wrong and sinful. And do add Thy blessing. May we return to our dwellings with meditations, with examinations, turn into fervent prayer for Thy favor and for Thy blessing. O Lord, do convert us as Thou doth convert all Thy people. We may commence another week. May it please Thee to spare, to care, to provide, and to protect. Remember in the home, on the way, at work, at school, wherever we are called to be. Keep us from harm and danger. Keep us from sin and temptation. Lord, remember us in this week, when a day has been set aside, a day of prayer. Ah, Thou knowest how poor we are. But, do as we have heard out of Thy word, to pour out the spirit of grace and of supplications upon our boys and girls, our young people, middle-aged and elderly ones, our Lord. May it be a day of confession, humiliation, repentance, but with our eyes upon Thee from whom all blessings flow, to beg of Thee for a forfeited and yet so necessary, indispensable blessing. Wilt Thou now return us safely to our dwellings? Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. our closing Psalter 321. Let us sing 1 and 4. How blessed the perfect in the way, who from God's law do not depart, who holding fast the word of truth, seek him with undivided heart. And what follows, Psalter 321, only the stanzas 1 and 4. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.